Hello, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to Real Estate Pros, the podcast for real estate business owners, salespeople, and property managers, where you'll get marketing ideas, inspiring interviews, actionable tips and strategies to help grow your business. I'm Josh Cobb. This is the true story of a blacksmith called John. The year was 1836, and John made the tough decision to leave his family and travel west across the United States in search of fortune, or at least a job. After a couple of weeks of travel, John set up camp in a little town called Grand Detour, Illinois, about 2 hours west of Chicago. It was there that he opened his blacksmith business. Day after day, John would hear stories from local farmers about their struggles with working in the area, as the soils were much harder for farming than in most other local regions. The farmers would continuously complain of soil quality compared to where they'd come from originally, and how the plows they used in the soils in Grand Detour, Illinois, simply weren't efficient for farming in the area. The farmers became frustrated having to continuously clean the mud off their plows every few meters or so. John believed that if he could mold the outside of the plow and steel, that the farmers would not have to keep cleaning their plows all the time, and instead become more efficient in their job and enjoy more profits as a result. So in 1837, John the blacksmith built the first ever polished plow using a broken saw blade. In the following months that passed, John would work with other local farmers to listen to their problems. John would continue to refine his work and would later on become one of the greatest inventors and businessmen of his time. That man was John Deere. Even though John Deere passed away in 1886, his values of listening and teaching live strong today in the business that he built. Deere & Company, arguably the most famous agricultural business in the world, launched, created, and distributed a magazine called The Furrow in 1895. Deere & Co. started The Furrow not to sell their products and services directly, as you would normally see in a catalog, but instead their mission for the magazine was to educate farmers on new technology and how they could be more successful business owners and farmers. Now, you might hear someone stand on stage at the next conference that you go to and tell you this definition of content marketing, but my friends, this example by John Deere is exactly what content marketing is all about. From the beginning, The Furrow magazine wasn't filled with promotional messages, ads, or self-promotional content. It was developed by thoughtful journalists, storytellers, and designers at Deere & Co., and it covered topics that farmers cared about deeply. The goal of the magazine was to make farmers become smarter and, of course, more profitable. Let's fast forward 130 years, and The Furrow magazine is still going strong. It is the largest circulated farming magazine anywhere in the world, delivered monthly to over 1.5 million farmers in 14 languages in 40 different countries. John Deere is often talked about as one of the early pioneers of leveraging content marketing as part of a long-term business process. This is what can happen when we implement a content marketing strategy in business today. Whether you're just starting out in real estate or a business of any size, focus on an area where you can really be the leading informational expert in your particular marketplace. When it comes to marketing today, people hate being sold to. The mass media sales approach does not work like it used to. Instead, stop thinking like a real estate company and start thinking like an education company. John Deere did it, and look what happened to him. We're still talking about them 130 years later. Will people be able to say the same thing about your business in 130 years? I certainly hope that they will. Good luck. Thanks for listening to Real Estate Pros. If you like this episode, please subscribe and you'll be notified of new episodes. I'm Josh Cobb. Now go out and grow your business.